The 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6. Jesus went to his hometown, and his disciples accompanied him. With the coming of the Sabbath, he began teaching in the synagogue. Most of them were astonished when they heard him. They said, "Where did the man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been granted him, and these miracles that are worked through him? This is the carpenter, surely, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and Jude and Simon. His sisters, too, are they not with us?" And they would not accept him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is only despised in his own country, among his own relations, and in his own house. And he could work no miracle there, though he cured a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith."
Jesus has been speaking on the Sabbath to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth. He tells a parable of a lamb which persevered in loving, and a treacherous snake which killed the lamb. Jesus then concludes by saying, "People of Nazareth, the love for the land where I came when a child, and in which I grew up loving you and being loved, compels me to say to you all, do not be more than hostile. Do not let history say, 'His traitor and his unjust judges came from Nazareth.' Goodbye. Be righteous in judging and firm in willing. The form of virtue applies to you all, my fellow citizens. The latter to those among you who are not upset by dishonest thoughts. I am going, and peace be with you." And Jesus, sorrowfully, his head lowered, leaves the synagogue of Nazareth in a painful silence, broken by two or three voices only which express approval. The crowds, who have remained dumbfounded, whisper, "But where did he get such wisdom? And how can he work miracles? Because he really works miracles. The whole of Palestine talks about it." And another, "Is he not the son of Joseph the carpenter? We have all seen him at the bench of the carpenter of Nazareth, making tables and beds, adjusting wheels and locks. He didn't even go to school, and his mother was his only teacher. A scandal which our father also criticized," says Joseph, who is a cousin of Jesus and brother of his apostle cousins, James and Judas Thaddeus. "But your brothers," meaning James and Judas, "also finished school with Mary of Joseph." "Yeah, my father was weak with his wife," replies Joseph again. "In that case, also Joseph, your father's brother?" "Yes," says Joseph. "But is he really the carpenter's son?" "Can't you see?" "Well then, he is either mad or possessed, because what he says cannot come from a workman." And another says, "We shouldn't listen to him. His alleged doctrine is either delirium or possession." Jesus is standing in the square, and while he is waiting, an ass driver, whose mother Jesus had cured, and who had stopped at the door of the synagogue, informs him of the slander uttered in the synagogue. "Don't let it grieve you," says Jesus. "A prophet generally is not honoured in his fatherland or at home. Man is so foolish that he believes that one must be almost out of this world to be a prophet. We all know and remember more than anybody else the human nature of a fellow citizen or relative. But the truth is always triumphant. And now I say goodbye to you. Peace be with you." Thank you, Master, for curing my mother. You deserved it because you believed. My people here are sluggish because there is no faith here. Let us go, my friends. We shall be leaving tomorrow at dawn. Jesus says to Maria Valtorta, I loved my homeland and within it my hometown with a special love. My heart returned every day with loving thoughts to Nazareth, from which I had set out to evangelize. And I returned as well, for I would have wished to benefit and sanctify it, even though I knew it was closed and hostile to me. If I lavished the power of the miracle everywhere, in Nazareth I would have wanted this power not to leave any case of physical illness, moral illness, or spiritual illness unresolved. I would have wanted to provide consolation for every form of misery and to give light to every heart. But against me was the incredulity of my fellow townsmen. Therefore, only those few who came to me with faith and without pride in judgment were granted a miracle. Everything is possible for God, but as far as you are concerned, know that God requires only faith from you in order to act. No miracle can be granted where there is no faith and no will to have it, because a miracle would be made a butt and an instrument of evil by using the good received to turn it into greater evil. Jesus speaks to Maria Valtorta of his homeland. There too I was a master and the author of miracles, but it did not love me. On account of the incredulity of the Nazarenes, Christ did not work many miracles in Nazareth. It did not love me, and when I told it the truth out of love for my city, which I would have liked to be holy, the truth told to those sinning to draw them out of their error is always charity, and charity of the most select kind. When I did this, they took up stones to throw at me, and dragging me to a mountain top, they tried to kill me. You too, in the city which should be yours, of the order of the servants of Mary, are not loved. And because of this incredulity of theirs, you cannot provide the other miracle of the explanations of the epistles of St. Paul. Only I can make these clear with the full truth and in conformity with Paul's thought. And because you tell the truth, they throw stones at you and would like to cast you down. Soul of mine, soul of mine, soul of mine, come and weep here to be able to go on living. Come to me here and let us weep together. Because once more I came to my house and was not welcomed or recognized. And once more Jerusalem kills her prophets between the temple and the altar. Since men and angels were created, how many perfect works of God have been frustrated or squandered by man? And did they perhaps not come from God because they did not succeed? On the contrary, precisely because they have come from God, they have been frustrated. I am telling you so because it is true.